Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're now with Frankfort Boys head coach Adam Schreiner. This Frankfort Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Wankel Little Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Health Care System. Well, it's only been a pair of games the last time we talked, coach. Consolation games at the Twin Valley League Tournament. A loss against the Onega Buffaloes, 41-38, but then a bounce back win against the Valley Heights Mustangs, 52-29. Coach, tell me about these last two games and about the Twin Valley League Tournament for you and your team.
Last two games and even the first game against Washington, I mean, we're seeing a lot of boxing ones on Wes and trying to find out a way to get him the ball and still get touches for him, but also get other people the confidence to go and attack that boxing one and go get that opportunity to score. So we've had some time now to continue to break it down and look at it, and I think we got some solutions to try to put our athletes in position to go out and succeed.
Well, you talked about getting some other guys involved in scoring. Rosequist, I mean, he had a really great game against Washington County, but also, you go and you talk about the game he had against Valley Heights, also a 16-point performance. West behind him, which is 15. So Rosequist, you know, he's starting to really get going this part of the season. We've kind of talked about it in weeks past, you know, how you're trying to get a couple of guys that can gel right along with Wes Anderson. How big is it for him to be stepping up at this point in this season, especially coming to Substay in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's big for our team to have that secondary scorer and stuff like that, and I've shared before that I think Fred's one of the hardest working big men that I've ever been able to coach and whatnot, so he does anything and everything that's kind of asked of him, so, you know, appreciative of that for him, and then glad to see him getting some points on the board, but, you know, ultimately Fred's going to give you everything he has, and we love that.
So looking for the first Twin Valley League win of the season, you have an opportunity to do so here this Friday against the Washington County Tigers and then next Tuesday against the Onega Buffaloes. So you have a chance here to get some quick revenge on two teams that you lost to in the Twin Valley League tournament. What are going to be some ways that you're going to kind of adapt to the previous matchup that just took place a week ago?
Yeah, we'll look at the film and, excuse me, I mean, we've already looked at it and saw some things there that we thought we had some openings that didn't take advantage of, and then, you know, some things that they did well that we're going to have to try to figure out how to get that stopped and whatnot. You know, two well-coached teams and two hard-playing teams, so we got to kind of focus on what we need to do to take care of business. But, you know, it is nice to kind of talk to the guys and be in their ear, like, this team just got you, now you get a chance to go out and play hard, and, you know, we'll see where the chips fall.
Of course, only one more month left here the regular season. What are some ways you're kind of hoping your team kind of finishes out strong at this point in the year, and what are some things that you're really stressing to you and your guys?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we've focused on and stressing about, you know, is just trying to make sure that we get a good rotation so people can stay fresh and make sure that we're competing at a high level. I think right now at times we're a little inconsistent, and some of that has to do with fatigue and different things like that. So just trying to match up the last month, get rotations where guys stay fresh but can play hard the entire time.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 7 of our Locker Room Chat.
Thank you. Appreciate all that you do.
That was Head Coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfort Wildcats Boys. Again, this Locker Room Chat here brought to you by Wankel Little Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Frankfort looking to get their first league win of the season upcoming here on Friday against the Washington County Tigers.